Well, winter just doesn't want to stay away, but spring seems to give us a tease every once in a while. Unfortunately, we may experience a lot more winter before spring appears for good. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Over the last couple of weeks, we have been experiencing some pretty big fluctuations in our temperatures around north central Kansas. However, it won't be long and the wheat fields will wake up and come alive with green color. Producers are now making some pretty tough decisions on exactly what nutrients need to be applied to their wheat crop, especially with the high fertilizer prices. Most wheat fields had pretty good stands last fall because of the moisture that we had received. There are several key elements that need to be considered when deciding on the exact fertility program you plan to use. These include the timing, your nitrogen source, the application method, and the nitrogen rate. Having adequate nitrogen available to support spring tillering when the wheat breaks dormancy will be very important. It may be a good idea to pull some soil samples for a soil test for nitrogen if you didn't get that done earlier. Remember, nitrogen is a mobile nutrient, so a deeper sample of at least 12 inches or more is preferred. So the most important factor in getting a good return on top-dress nitrogen is usually timing. It is critical to get some nitrogen on early enough to have the maximum potential impact on yield by producing adequate numbers of tillers and large wheat heads. This occurs prior to the jointing stage, which is also called stem elongation of the wheat. Different soil types can affect the application and utilization of your nitrogen. For well-drained medium to fine textured soils, which dominate our area of wheat acres, the odds of losing much of the nitrogen that is top dressed applied in the winter is low, since we typically don't receive enough precipitation over the winter to cause any significant denitrification or leaching. For these soils, top dressing can begin any time now, and usually the earlier the better. Also keep in mind that nitrogen should not be applied to the soil surface when the ground is deeply frozen and especially when snow covered to help prevent runoff. Most top dressing is broadcast applied and in high residue situations, which can result in some immobilization of the nitrogen, especially when using liquid urea ammonium nitrate, also known as UAN, with a herbicide application. However, if no herbicides are applied with the nitrogen, a dribble band spaced no wider than about 15 to 18 inches can help avoid immobilization and may provide for a more consistent crop response. The typical sources of nitrogen used for top dressing wheat are a UAN solution or dry urea. Numerous trials by K-State Research and Extension over the years have shown that both are equally effective. In no-till situations, there may be a slight advantage to applying the dry urea since some of it will tend to fall to the soil surface and be less affected by the immobilization than broadcast liquid UAN, which tends to get hung up on some surface residues. However, it is important to keep in mind that nitrogen is the most limiting nutrient for wheat and could make a difference in your economic returns. In general, producers may consider a later top dress application, maybe around jointing, with a better idea of the overall crop condition and the expectations for the rest of the season, rather than cutting back on nitrogen rates now and potentially limiting yields even further. Just remember, top dressing should complement or supplement the nitrogen applied in the fall, with the total application amount equaling that targeted rate as determined by a soil test taken earlier in the fall. For more information on wheat fertilization, contact me at any Post Rock Extension District office in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. There is still time to register for our upcoming Post Rock District Weed Management Meeting scheduled for Tuesday, February 15th in Osborne at the United Christian Church, starting at 3 p.m. Supper will be served following the program, thanks to sponsor Midway Co-op. Simply go to our website at www.postrock.ksu.edu to register. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.